Sounds good.
Okay, Andrew Almack. That's how we pronounce your last name?
Yeah, Andrew Almack.
Okay, Almack?
Almack. A-L-M-A-C-K.
Okay. A-L-M-A-C-K. That's an unusual name. We're actually recording right now.
Okay.
So what's first of all, I want to know what's the deal with the name Almack. It's cool, and I've never heard it.
Yeah, I guess I'm the one and only Andrew Almack out there. What more can I say?
I think that's it. You're good. This is the CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to DH Radio and my name is Sheila Q, just in case you hadn't figured that part out yet. Now, this crazy world of Facebook, stuff gets passed around and shared and whatever, and suddenly, in lightning speed, you get to learn about all kinds of stuff. Some things are real, some things you wish weren't real, and some things are real and you're like, wow, and some things are not. Here's a little bit of reality that I learned about early this morning. Because now, is it today that is the actual launch of your site, Andrew?
Today is the official launch.
Well, then I feel like we're just like, this is right on. I think it's really amazing that we're doing this when it's actually happening. That's
yeah,
very,
it's
very
amazing.
Cool.
I can't believe how, you nailed it, the power of kind of social media out there and word of mouth.
Now, so tell me, give the listeners the name of your, now this is a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, that's correct. It's called the Plastic Shore Project, and it's a nonprofit organization.
And it's not Jersey Shore, which is also plastic. If we start trying to pick those things up that are plastic and recycling them, everybody's in trouble. But we probably could. You could probably make something else out of
yeah, probably
a lot of what. Let's not start recycling implants. That would get dangerous. But okay, so your Plastic Shore Project. Did you say it's .org?
PlasticShore.org, that's correct.
All right, now give us the lowdown on what the background of this project is.
Well, it first kind of started for me when I was traveling abroad, and I was lucky enough to travel through some pretty poor countries where they really don't have any infrastructure for recycling plastic. And as these countries are becoming more industrialized, people are just loving that they have plastic, but they have no way to dispose of it, so they, in their minds, if it ends up in the water, it's great. It's out of sight and out of mind.
Oh, wow.
And then I learned about there's this gyre in the North Pacific that I guess is twice the size of Texas, and it's just where all the wind and water currents end up taking all this plastic.
Oh, my goodness, it must be like an island of garbage.
Well, actually, it breaks down into small pieces. And unfortunately, the logistics of collecting it from the gyre really don't pan out at this point. But
sea life must be consuming that stuff?
Yep, it's pretty easily identifiable to fish, and it's floating. It looks just like food. I guess they did a study in 2010, and 35% of fish in the North Pacific there actually had plastic in their stomachs when they did the survey, so it's...
Well, there's a circle of life thing. Here we are, pitching out all this stuff. It's going out into the water. The fish are consuming it, and then we're attempting to consume the fish. I mean, we're not going to... We have no one else to blame but ourselves if we're eating plastic ourselves.
Yep, that's the thing. And that's where the Plastic Shore Project hopefully will be able to do some good and really raise awareness about the problem is the first thing, because the best way to solve the problem is to essentially turn off the faucet on all the plastic that's flowing out there. But also, we're recycling the plastic. We partner with a bunch of different shoreline collection methods and also sponsoring discharge nets from cities where rivers flow out to help collect the plastic there, and all these different ways of collecting it. And then we help divert it from there to plastic processors who manufacture it into pellets.
Yes.
That can be used by manufacturers. And that way, companies that want to sponsor and endorse the Plastic Shore Project can integrate the certified plastic debris pellets into their product line. And essentially, it kind of serves as an eco label on products.
Well, I worked for a year for an organization that was the MRC of the Val Saint Francois, the Saint Francis Valley area, just to the north of Lennoxville, where I'm located, where I'm at the studio right now. And so, and I would tour schools and talk to kids about how waste management worked for our region. Now, I know the whole deal. I've seen the transformation process and the stages that it goes through, which is so fascinating. And there's only like about 6 or 7 stages from an actual bottle to a polar fleece sweater or blanket, you know? So it's not even just like people do know that it gets melted and formed into other plastic products, but it doesn't just get transformed into that. It can be, those pellets can be used for so many different types of industry that what a cool thing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing just how versatile plastic is, but it's also very complex, and there's all these different types of plastic. So sorting through it is difficult. Now there's a ton of emerging technologies that can actually like scan the molecular structure of different polymers and separate them.
Wow.
But that technology hasn't quite diffused it into the world yet.
It mustn't be making enough money yet. That must be the reason. Like they always, you know, take a long time with the things that are they just don't see as being as profitable, as opposed to we need to do this stuff.
Yeah, it's something that it just really we got to do something about that plastic. There's really no other way around it. We've created all this whole system of disposable plastics, and it's really causing a lot of damage out there. And
we can't ignore it forever, you know. Like poor Wall-E, he doesn't even exist yet, and his little garbage, you know, collecting
exactly.
Thing. We can't, you know, we're not gonna really do that to ourselves, or we could, but we shouldn't, because people like you should come along, Andrew, and start great things. So tell me more about how your actual organization, how the Plastic Shore, and that's plasticshore.org for you guys who want to go and check it out right away, how that works, how your organization works.
Right. Well, we're still in the early stages. We haven't made any products yet, and how it works is we're trying to target all the tsunami debris that's coming in,
which is intense, and that's hitting the coastline of Canada, right?
On the Pacific, out in BC, and it's just coming in, and millions of tons of it coming in.
It's like cars, whatever.
Cars, yeah. There's that motorcycle that made it all the way over, all this stuff, and no one has any real plan to do anything about it, because there's just the traditional way of shoreline cleanup groups just can't keep up with it all. And so we're going to be sponsoring the different collection methods, and that way, by partnering with them, they can be compensated for the plastic that they help recycle.
Oh, that's great. It's a way of keeping things rolling.
It's a fundraiser for schools and for any groups that want to get involved, or municipalities, etc.
That's brilliantly cool.
Yeah, it's really overwhelming just how much it's just the support I got today with the launch, and there's so many things to kind of think about, and I can use all the help I can get out there, and it's just a matter of kind of networking, and hopefully be able to get some companies on board that really want to endorse it into a public relations campaign, because essentially every bit of plastic that gets recycled into a product is just one less bit of plastic floating out there.
Well, exactly, and that it's only responsible for us to this isn't our backyard, you know, like when it comes down to it. I mean, we should really see the whole planet as our backyard, and a lot of people don't, unfortunately, but now for people who aren't able to do that, to actually be able to appreciate the fact that now BC is seeing the results of the tsunami.
The real tragedy, the real thing that is kind of hard to get your mind around is that these plastics, for them to actually break down fully, it takes over 500 years for the actual they break down smaller and smaller, but they still remain a polymer. And so 500 years, that's generations and generations and who knows
what could it be if we don't collect it and get responsible for it.
We have to be innovative, and we have to find the most efficient and most effective ways of dealing with this issue.
You know what? This is going to sound really out there, but I'm a fan of sci-fi, so I'm going to take it to this place, and because I think that this could happen. Now, just imagine that our great 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 grandchildren somehow develop time travel. They're going to come back and kick our backsides for leaving this stuff out there if we don't do something about it. Like, you know, think of it that way. If it turns out that you have a world that could have been much cleaner and much better looked after by the time you came around, and that your ancestors just let it go to waste.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not cool. I would do it purely out of the time travel.
I would come back and...
I would be the first. Jump right on. Yeah, I'd be like, what are you guys doing? Everybody get together. Let's clean this up. So you guys out there who are listening right now can make a difference. And all you have to do is go to www.plasticshore.org and all the information, or you can look it up on Facebook. There's a Facebook group as well too, Plastic Shore, and become a part of it and find out how you can help, how you can donate, how you can become a part of this amazing thing that Andrew and his gang of awesome people, your ancestors are going to come back and high five you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great, 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 great Grandpa Andrew for making a difference. Way to go.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate all the support we can get at this point, and just getting the ball rolling today with the official launch, and I can't wait to see how things go.
Now, you have to promise to stay in touch, because I want to know how things go, and if there's anything that the radio community at CJMQ can do to help out, please just keep us posted, okay?
Oh, I'd love to, and that's where this whole project really started. Came from was when I was doing my honors thesis at Bishop's University,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I really studied the economic feasibility, and I did all this. I read thousands and thousands and thousands of books and all the rest, and then it all kind of spurred from there. So I definitely have to stay connected to Lenoxville.
Well, exactly, and we, you know, the Eastern Townships is kind of like the weird belly button of the universe.
Oh, yeah, the whole Eastern Townships. What a beautiful spot.
Well, you know what? There's a bizarre connection with the rest of the world to this place, so we're just going to support your great initiative, and we're very proud that you're a former Bishop student. That's just that much better.
Well, hopefully there'll be a chapter of the Plastic Shore Project that will emerge out of Sherbrooke. Mind you, it's not as polluted as some other places, such as Cambodia or wherever, but...
It's, you know what, it's all one big planet. Let's just make it our all of our backyard. So thank you so much, Andrew, and congratulations on this. Everybody go and visit www.plasticshore.org for more information, or check out the Facebook group, Plastic Shore. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, cheers.